Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, how are things going? Everything is fine, thanks. I had my first Spanish class today. And how was it?
Pretty good, but I didn't follow. I thought my Spanish was better.
Didn't you have to take an entry test to check your fluency?
I did, and actually I did quite well, and I was accepted to an advanced class. But you know, maybe I was just lucky. There were a lot of multiple questions and I chose the good answers, but I wasn't sure about them. I've always been lucky in tests. I don't know what to do now. Should I ask the teacher to move me to a lower level?
I think you should wait and stay in the group. You've just started. You'll get used to it and learn more.
At my last school, our teacher focused more on grammar and vocabulary, not speaking or listening. Probably that's why I was behind today. I didn't understand her.
Who's your teacher?
I can't remember her name, but she's got curly black hair.
Does she wear glasses?
Yes, I think so. That's probably Betty Brown.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know her? Is she your teacher too?
No, but she taught me last term, so now you can advise me what to do. She's a great teacher, so I think you should talk to her and tell her about your worries. She will help you for sure.
Wow, good to know that. I'll ask her for help, but maybe not during the next class. I will give myself a chance and see how it works.
Good idea. The class, the teacher, and everything is new to you. Take your time and be optimistic.
Thanks for your help.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, how are things going?
Everything is fine, thanks. I had my first Spanish class today.
And how was it?
Pretty good, but I didn't follow. I thought my Spanish was better.
Didn't you have to take an entry test to check your fluency?
I did, and actually I did quite well, and I was accepted to an advanced class. But you know, maybe I was just lucky. There were a lot of multiple questions and I chose the good answers, but I wasn't sure about them. I've always been lucky in tests. I don't know what to do now. Should I ask the teacher to move me to a lower level?
I think you should wait and stay in the group. You've just started. You'll get used to it and learn more.
At my last school, our teacher focused more on grammar and vocabulary, not speaking or listening. Probably that's why I was behind today. I didn't understand her.
Who's your teacher?
I can't remember her name, but she's got curly black hair.
Does she wear glasses?
Yes, I think so. That's probably Betty Brown.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know her? Is she your teacher too?
No, but she taught me last term, so now you can advise me what to do. She's a great teacher, so I think you should talk to her and tell her about your worries. She will help you for sure.
Wow, good to know that. I'll ask her for help, but maybe not during the next class. I will give myself a chance and see how it works.
Good idea. The class, the teacher, and everything is new to you. Take your time and be optimistic.
Thanks for your help.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. One. The educator systematically monitors the child during the school year. At first, the educator identifies the level of experience, knowledge, and interests of the child and attempts to adapt the learning process to the abilities and individual characteristics of the child. Then, the educator checks the progress of every child as the child develops new ideas, attitudes, values, and competences. Finally, the overall achievement of the aims of the program is taken into account. 2. I work within the educational system to help children with emotional, social, and academic issues. The goal is to collaborate with parents, teachers, and students to promote a healthy learning environment that focuses on the needs of children. What is more, I do my best to help students get on well with their schoolmates. Of course, solving behavioral problems is one of my duties. 3. Extra classes are important issues. After all, students attend school every day. Why do they need more learning? Students are under pressure these days. Some just need more time to understand complex issues. In a relaxed atmosphere, they can ask questions and spend more time on tasks. On the other hand, teachers can take a closer look at them and help their development. Of course, attendance is not obligatory. 4. I was really keen to take part in this competition to get chance to go to Spain. We had extra classes in geography to learn more about this country. There were a lot of students who wanted to join the contest, but they didn't want to spend time on learning. Only a few attended additional lessons. Winning the contest was important to me not only because of the reward, but I was planning to take geography at university. I am so happy to say I was accepted at the university. I got extra points for the competition.
5. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. The educator systematically monitors the child during the school year. At first, the educator identifies the level of experience, knowledge, and interests of the child and attempts to adapt the learning process to the abilities and individual characteristics of the child. Then, the educator checks the progress of every child as the child develops new ideas, attitudes, values, and competences. Finally, the overall achievement of the aims of the program is taken into account. 2. I work within the educational system to help children with emotional, social, and academic issues. The goal is to collaborate with parents, teachers, and students to promote a healthy learning environment that focuses on the needs of children. What is more, I do my best to help students get on well with their schoolmates. Of course, solving behavioral problems is one of my duties. 3. Extra classes are important issues. After all, students attend school every day. Why do they need more learning? Students are under pressure these days. Some just need more time to understand complex issues. In a relaxed atmosphere, they can ask questions and spend more time on tasks. On the other hand, teachers can take a closer look at them and help their development. Of course, attendance is not obligatory. 4. I was really keen to take part in this competition to get chance to go to Spain. We had extra classes in geography to learn more about this country. There were a lot of students who wanted to join the contest, but but they didn't want to spend time on learning. Only a few attended additional lessons. Winning the contest was important to me not only because of the reward, but I was planning to take geography at university. I am so happy to say I was accepted at the university. I got extra points for the competition.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. I understand your problem, but unfortunately I can't help. Have you attended a summer course?
Yes, I did. I stayed the whole July in a dorm and every day I had classes at the university. I've just found the notice and it says I have to leave the place. But in a week I start my university and I have no place to live.
Well, it's a problem. I think you didn't read your contract carefully. It says you could stay there only for the time of your course. To get a place in a dorm and stay the whole year, you need to apply at the beginning of holiday.
Now I see. I have no idea what to do.
I think you should look for a room to rent.
Thanks for your assistance.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I understand your problem, but unfortunately I can't help. Have you attended a summer course?
Yes, I did. I stayed the whole July in a dorm and every day I had classes at the university. I've just found the notice and it says I have to leave the place. But in a week I start my university and I have no place to live.
Well, it's a problem. I think you didn't read your contract carefully. It says you could stay there only for the time of your course. To get a place in a dorm and stay the whole year, you need to apply at the beginning of holiday.
Now I see. I have no idea what to do.
I think you should look for a room to rent.
Thanks for your assistance.
Two. With Esperanto, however, it is nobody's first language, so it is neutral for everyone. So if a French person and an English person speak Esperanto together, it is just as fair and equal as a French person and a German person speaking Esperanto together. And I think that's a very strong argument for it to exist. The goal of Esperanto is not to replace other languages. It is just to be used for communication between different countries and groups of people. The creator of Esperanto wanted everyone to still speak their own language because national cultures and identities are very important, of course. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
With Esperanto, however, it is nobody's first language, so it is neutral for everyone. So if a French person and an English person speak Esperanto together, it is just as fair and equal as a French person and a German person speaking Esperanto together. And I think that's a very strong argument for it to exist. The goal of Esperanto is not to replace other languages. It is just to be used for communication between different countries and groups of people. The creator of Esperanto wanted everyone to still speak their own language because national cultures and identities are very important, of course.
Three.
3. We are sorry to inform that the performance The Gods has been cancelled. It was planned to be organized outdoors in a local park. Everything was ready. The actors have had a dress rehearsal. The lights and the sound system were installed, but the weather has changed and it is going to rain. We are really sorry, especially that all tickets were sold out. But we don't want the audience to get wet or cold. As soon as a new date is known, we will inform everyone.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
We are sorry to inform that the performance The Gods has been cancelled. It was planned to be organized outdoors in a local park. Everything was ready. The actors have had a dress rehearsal. The lights and the sound system were installed, but the weather has changed and it is going to rain. We are really sorry, especially that all tickets were sold out. But we don't want the audience to get wet or cold. As soon as a new date is known, we will inform everyone.
Four. If you are a teenager, you can get an unusual present for your birthday, sponsored by the European Union. You can get a 3-week train ticket, Interrail, and travel across Europe. Requirements are easy to meet. You must turn 18 in a particular year, be a European Union citizen, and fill in the form. You need to use the tickets within 2 years. The initiative aims to encourage young people to make connections with other Europeans, get to know foreign cultures and traditions.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
If you are a teenager, you can get an unusual present for your birthday, sponsored by the European Union. You can get a 3-week train ticket, Interrail, and travel across Europe. Requirements are easy to meet. You must turn 18 in a particular year, be a European Union citizen, and fill in the form. You need to use the tickets within 2 years. The initiative aims to encourage young people to make connections with other Europeans, get to know foreign cultures and traditions.
Five. A few years ago, Ben Southall won the best job in the world. His duties involved taking care of Hamilton Island on the famous Great Barrier Reef. But his life in Australia wasn't truly idyllic, and not always only sailing. Soon after he started, Ben was very close to death after being stung by a poisonous jellyfish. The job should have been called the busiest job in the world, he joked, and also a dangerous one.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
A few years ago, Ben Southall won the best job in the world. His duties involved taking care of Hamilton Island on the famous Great Barrier Reef. But his life in Australia wasn't truly idyllic and not always only sailing. Soon after he started, Ben was very close to death after being stung by a poisonous jellyfish. The job should have been called the busiest job in the world, he joked, and also a dangerous one.
6. Good morning! I'm in the UK on a language course and I've been staying with a wonderful family. They are very good to me and I'm leaving next week and I'd like to buy a thank you present for them. Can you advise me what to choose?
Sure, I'd be happy to help. But please tell me more about the family.
Oh yes, there are 4 people in the family, parents and 2 twin brothers aged 17. How about getting those lovely mugs? They are made of china and they're hand-painted.
I love them, but they have lots of mugs at home. I'm not sure if they need new ones. And how much are they?
£20 each.
Well, I'm not sure. I think I have to think it over. I'll come back as soon as I make my mind up. Thank you. You have been very helpful. You are welcome.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning! I'm in the UK on a language course and I've been staying with a wonderful family. They are very good to me and I'm leaving next week and I'd like to buy a thank you present for them.
Can you advise me what to choose?
Sure, I'd be happy to help. But please tell me more about the family.
Oh yes, there are 4 people in the family. Parents and 2 twin brothers aged 17. How about getting those lovely mugs? They are made of china and they're hand-painted.
I love them, but they have lots of mugs at home. I'm not sure if they need new ones. And how much are they?
£20 each.
Well, I'm not sure. I think I have to think it over. I'll come back as soon as I make my mind up. Thank you. You have been very helpful.
You are welcome.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.